I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, the story of a retired pitcher who went to court to fight a beer company. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Since we last spoke, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers have become champions of the NBA. So, greatest basketball comeback ever?
Great one, no question. Final validation of LeBron James as one of the two or three best basketball players who ever lived. All kinds of good stuff. And an absolute sartorial revolution.
Yes, absolutely. Speaking of which, in a conversation with a Cleveland head coach, the president of the United States has weighed in on Cleveland's post-championship fashion choices, many of which involve a shirtless J.R. Smith. I'm going to let Mr. Obama speak for himself on this one.
Tell J.R. and everybody to put on a shirt, though.
Okay, I will. I definitely will.
Can't be just walking around without a shirt for the last.
Okay, I definitely will.
A whole week.
Do you side with the chief executive on this sartorial matter?
You don't have to run again. Lighten up, Mr. President. J.R. Smith has literally not worn a shirt since the last game of the NBA Finals ended. And I'm not entirely sure he's ever going to put one on again.
Charlie, all draft nights are ballyhooed, of course. None more than the NBA draft night, which, of course, was Thursday. Any surprises among the top half dozen or so picks?
You know, after the first two, everything's a surprise. I mean, I think the biggest news on draft night was the enormous amount of talent that the Oklahoma City Thunder got back in exchange for Serge Ibaka. They made a trade with Orlando. They got Victor Oladipo, who is absolutely going to have died and gone to heaven once he starts playing with Oklahoma City. That's enough to make him a five-year All-Star.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said this week that he would consider Las Vegas when MLB Next expands. This could derail or at least postpone your plan to run the next expansion MLB franchise in Havana.
Yeah, this is again, you know, the man is keeping me down, Bill. What can I tell you?
He's got his foot on your neck.
I'm like Tucker, the guy who invented that car that was squashed by the big three. But Las Vegas is, I mean, the NHL has opened the door
absolutely
to Las Vegas now because the Oakland Raiders are talking about possibly moving there. If MLB, you know, the cathedral of our sports, has decided to open a drive-through cathedral probably in Las Vegas, I think that the stigma attached to legalized gambling is pretty much gone.
Do you suppose the commissioner has checked to see what the average temperature is in Las Vegas during the baseball season?
Well, I think you can be fairly sure that whatever they build there is going to have a roof on it and air conditioning.
The most recent athlete to decide not to go to Rio in August because of the Zika virus is Rory McIlroy, one of Ireland's best hopes for gold. The Olympic Council of Ireland is, quote, extremely disappointed. I wonder if they have a lot of company or if nobody else really cares all that much about who plays golf in the Olympics.
Well, I don't think there ought to be golf in the Olympics. If nobody shows up to play, I'll be perfectly happy.
LeBron James, by the way, has also said that he's not going to these Olympics,
although
I don't know if the Zika virus has anything to do with that.
I like the fact that established stars in sports like basketball, you know, do their time, get their medal, and then don't play again. I mean, if it was up to me, I'd set a rule that you can only entitle to one goal. You win a gold medal, you're not
you don't
eligible
play on another
to
roster,
play again,
right?
Jimmy Butler from Chicago is going to go to the Olympics, which is a great thing.
I don't know who's going to win at Euro 2016, that marvelous European championship being held in France, but I believe the best fans there at those soccer championships are the fans from Ireland. I don't know if we have time to list all of their marvelous accomplishments, but pick a few.
Well, apparently one of the lads got a little bit overserved and put a dent in the roof of the car, somebody's car. And the other lads decided that this was completely against visiting soccer fan etiquette. So they pounded out the roof of the dent with their hands.
They fixed it. And then they stuffed money through the windows of the car just in case there were repairs that were going to cost a little more.
While singing, "Fix the Car for the Boys in Green." And I'll tell you what, because I am also deeply, vastly, and perhaps irretrievably in love with the team from Iceland, if only because A, they're from Iceland, and B, their announcer is clearly insane, and three, because of a thing I'm following on Twitter called Reykjavik Grapevine, which is recasting the whole thing as a Nordic saga.
Of course.
If Ireland and Iceland don't play, just for the sheer joy of it, I'm going to be very disappointed.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated these days, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.